Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
What do we know about John Lennon as far as football fan back in the day?
Soccer, football.
Footy.
Yeah, it doesn't strike me like a...
Football.
Like
football.
American football.
A football. No.
I still don't understand how when British people sing in these songs, we don't hear the accent.
I know. Isn't it wild?
I don't understand.
It's amazing to me that you can hear it.
I mean, they're so much better at it.
Think about Australia. Think about AC/DC. Think about Ireland.
Where
like
is
you got U2.
Where's the accent?
There's no accent. Yet the people who sing country music here in America have the thickest accents coming through while they're singing.
Yeah.
Sometimes
I think
can
it's
hear
just
it.
Intentional.
Sometimes you can hear it. Like what's the British rap? You can tell.
British rap.
Yeah, there's like a
never heard
a brand,
of British
a
rap
type of like East London hip hop, and you can
don't
tell.
Don't know that. All right.
You probably heard it. You just like
someone
don't.
Help me out on British.
I
rap.
Do an impression, but I don't want to terrify anyone.
Oh boy.
I All think right. I'd be embarrassing.
Hey,
that.
Phil's back at a new series tonight versus the Diamondbacks. 9 games to go. I had said 10 earlier. It's actually 9. So Phillies are 3 back of the Brewers, but that really means 4 because the Brewers hold the tiebreaker. Phil's 5 up on the Dodgers, but that really means 6 because the Phillies hold that tiebreaker. It looks very clear that the Phillies are extremely likely to be the 2 seed. As they are at 91-62, 9 games to go. Now, one baseball note from yesterday. He'll make his final regular season home start ever tonight, which is Clayton Kershaw announced yesterday this will be his final season, so obviously his final couple weeks. Maybe the Phillies will push him into retirement the way they did with Albert Pujols?
Love it.
Pujols, right? That was – who was he playing for when the Phillies retired Pujols?
The Angels?
The Cardinals.
Oh,
yeah.
Back
came
to the back. Cardinals. Yes, he was in that series.
The
You're
Cardinals.
Right. And, yeah, that's a great call. And wasn't Adam Wainwright retired in that one, too? Didn't they both?
Might have.
Wasn't the end for both?
But Pujols was such a higher level.
Well,
and that was 2022. And so Phillies and Dodgers could face each other in the second round or theoretically the third round of the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see what happens with him down the stretch. But bottom line, obviously one of the great pitchers of all time, 3 Cy Youngs, an MVP. All those unbelievable accomplishments he's had. He announced yesterday this will be his final season. All right, 215-592-9494. What Kelsey said about the tush push, we'll get to that in a moment. Derek in Paoli right now. Derek, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Just give me a second, please. That's all I ask. Listen, I'll be 51 on Monday, right?
The Eagles Happy birthday, bud.
Monday, right?
Yeah.
The Eagles lost to the Raiders in what, 1980, 81, right?
Yeah, January
of
81.
Back again, right? We didn't go back again, so we lost to the Patriots, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we had to wait, so we lost to the Patriots again. Now it's like the Eagles are on top of the league, right? We got plays, people trying to ban, just won the Super Bowl. We won, like, what, 19 out of 20 games? Activity on the radio, man. You know what I'm saying? All because of the passing game. We're still at the top of the league, man. Like, it's just been a long 2 weeks listening to all the complaints about the quarterback this, the quarterback that. All the guy has done since he's been under center is take us to 2 Super Bowls and win one, and we on our way to another one if it plays out right.
Look, he deserves obviously credit for some of that, but you know my theory is it's more about what's around him than him. And a lot of other people believe that.
Just like that's what anything though, right? You got no matter what job you have, if you don't got other people around you, then it doesn't matter what you do. You understand
well,
what I'm saying? I'm
just sure, saying, like, but Derek, the basic fear of people like me is that his limitations will hold the Eagles back as they move forward
well,
with him this season.
You've been saying that forever. And he,
no, you're
yeah,
right.
He won
so
a Super Bowl,
if they,
right?
Yeah, if they hold him back and we're winning Super Bowls, yeah. Like, good. I'm okay
well,
with
let's,
that.
Let's
if we're so held back, we're restricted to where we're the best team in the world. Yeah. That's pretty good.
Derek, hold on. We'll see if they get a second and a third, and we'll see if you're right.
How good is Patrick Mahomes without his top two wide receivers?
Well,
he's not a magician anymore.
Well, I think
the
he's
first two games.
Still clearly the best in football, but your production suffers. There's no question. Yeah.
One more thing before I hang up. Even with AJ, right, if he's frustrated, yeah, he should be, right? But even with the thing with him, like, giving the media bits and stuff like that, like, you don't do that, right? You don't do that. And I would just love to see what would happen, because I feel like a lot – I don't know why people don't like Jalen Hurts. Like, when he was on the radio 2 weeks ago, whenever he was on here, out of all the players that was on here, he was the only one saying, yes, sir, no, sir. Like, the dude is a model citizen, in my opinion, very mannerly, humble, all that kind of stuff. And all he does is just get hate for – it's mesmerizing, man. I don't understand it. And now we're praising A.J. Brown because he's frustrated because he's not getting the ball. Devontae's not getting the ball. He ain't making a scene. He's not on the sideline reading books and doing
AJ's
this.
AJ's not making a scene. AJ's not making a scene.
No one's making a scene.
He's giving y'all bits, right?
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He just talked to media yesterday and literally refused to even, you know, venture into the, is it Jalen, you know. He wasn't taking the bait, and he hasn't. I don't understand why AJ gets this diva, you know.
Derek, if I were AJ, I'd probably be making a private scene.
I'd be more frustrated than what he's showing right now.
Yeah, at least publicly.
Show it, though. You got to show it. You got to show it in the locker room.
All right, Derek, give me something LA related. What do you got?
I won the tickets already, but I'm going to take a good one off the board. I'm going to go with the L.A. riots, man.
L.A. riots is very notable. So that was April 29th, 1991, I believe.
Well, that was bad.
That was really bad. L.A. riots were really bad. So, Devin, were you there when A.J. was giving those answers yesterday?
Yeah.
So set the scene. What was going on?
Well, the Eagles opened their locker room and AJ spoke. And of course, you know, and I've talked about this with, you know, Elliot, with other, you know, people on the Eagles beat where, like, we've asked, you know, Devontae doesn't get these questions. And unfortunately, it comes down to AJ and the fact that he just hasn't gotten the ball as much as he would like. He is not throwing a fit. He is not making a scene. If anything, he's trying to avoid making it bigger than what it honestly could be, because a receiver of his caliber should absolutely have more catches and more production and more yards and at least a receiving touchdown by this point. I mean, we're only in week three, but given how good A.J. Brown is. And I thought he handled it well. He answered questions maturely. He abstained from, you know, taking the bait. Of course, he's going to be asked, you know, are you frustrated or what do you think of the passing game? And he just says, you know, it's not things I can control. We're working towards it. I wouldn't point fingers, wouldn't put the blame on anyone else. He said he appreciated that Jalen Hurts took accountability, but he said they all take accountability for the lack of the passing game. And I mean, I thought he said all the right things to not escalate the situation.
Great. Look, I admire AJ a lot. I mean, he's a great player. I admire the way he blocks when he doesn't get the ball, and I admire the way he certainly has helped.
He does a lot of the dirty work.
Well, for
a star receiver.
He does, and he's helped contain a story that could be a bigger story.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's still a story, but it could be a much, much bigger story.
Like look at Tyreek Hill down in Miami. I feel like every other week he's you want to talk about throwing a fit. A.J. Brown hasn't done anything like
John,
that.
How would T.O. have handled it? Gut feeling.
Well, I mean, I think early everything was gravy. Everything was great. But then, you know, eventually things the good feeling does it just doesn't persist past I don't know.
It would not handle it well.
The rosy honeymoon section. Yeah, that AJ and Jalen, their relationship continues to remain strong. And
well, I don't know about that.
It's strong enough to allow AJ to sit there and say, hey, no problems here.
For two games.
And
yeah, I think that's more about AJ being the team player. I mean, look, Elliot and others have been very clear. They're not as close as they used to be, you know, on a personal level. I mean, that's pretty evident.
Okay. That's still, they are strong enough to where AJ can sit there and have no problem at this point, even though poked and prodded by
yeah, well, a lot of
those
people,
around
yeah.
him.
Well,
every
I think
day.
He knows who he's going up against this weekend. Well, Emmanuel also, Forbes, and he should get tons of targets.
AJ also knows he's got to answer to that locker room. Yeah. I mean, Elliott said last year he's probably the most popular player in there, but he's also one of many, and he doesn't want to rock the boat to get the team off kilter. Yeah. And I admire the way he handles it. I really do, because that is a tough spot. Hey, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet, the $7,500 federal EV tax credit. And September 30th, now in stock, the Equinox, Blazer, and Silverado EVs together. Let's drive. Let's listen to Jason Kelsey. We did a couple minutes with Jason yesterday on the Tush Push. He was in studio with us. He lent his perspective on what he thinks will be up ahead, things that have happened in the past. This was some great detail. Obviously, Kelsey led it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It as the center, hiking the ball for a bunch of years until he turned that part over to Cam Jurgens. Here's Kelsey yesterday on the Tush Push. Let's put it this way. The last 72 hours, whatever, 4 days times 24 is,
yeah, if you look at the
it hasn't been good for the Eagles, yeah. PR-wise.
Yeah.
But pushback like that, it's going to take another campaign probably.
I think the play's done. I think that the play was going to be done last year. I think that there's a lot of people within the league on multiple levels that want the play to be gone, which is fine. I think we'll still go back to running quarterback sneak, and I'm sure they'll figure out ways to be successful. I'm not really that concerned with it, to be very candid. I think that, he brings up a number of great points. I mean, the reality is the Eagles are the only team that run this at a competitive advantage. Every other team that tries this does not have the statistical evidence to suggest that there is a major competitive advantage. So if that's the reason you want to outlaw it, where is the data that everybody else is getting this at a high percentage? Mm-hmm. It's not out there.
No.
And then, if the pushing the runner is the one argument that I can understand, if that is a viewpoint, my argument to that is that the defensive line, they can gang tackle, they can push each other on top of a running back. Like, why can't I assist my guy? So I think that there's an argument to be had there, and that'll fall wherever it does. I think that the health thing, I understand the optics of it, but I just... Again, as someone who ran the play, I do not think it exposes you at much risk because there's not enough momentum. Everybody knows what's coming. There's no surprise. Nobody's going to be – I actually think you are higher to get hurt as an offensive lineman, especially on a regular short yardage play. On power, I block down on a nose guard and they kill a three technique who lands into my knee while I'm standing there. I've seen that happen all the time. I have never seen an offensive lineman blow a knee out on quarterback sneak. I don't think it's even – I don't even know if it – I mean – Listen, it's
theoretically possible.
Could happen,
but unlikely, yeah.
I don't think that the health stuff, I think, is a lot more optics than it is in reality, and the statistics back that up. So,
but you do think it's going to be gone?
Yeah, I think that enough people want it gone, and enough people in important places want it gone. And I think that I don't care particularly. I think it's kind of cool to run a play that they just get rid of for not a lot of really very good reasons. And I think that the Eagles are still going to run the quarterback sneak at a very high level. I think there's ways to, adjust moving forward when that inevitability probably does happen. But I do think for the rest of the year, the Eagles need to be very careful. They're going to be under a microscope, highly scrutinized, and, staying out of the neutral zone and timing the snap count a little bit closer to the snap will be much better PR for the remainder of the season. And also, I think that they'll still get the first down. So just do it that way.
This neutral zone stuff, like, holy cow, if they really start calling this tight, it's going to change things? I mean,
for I've been yelling it
a game or two, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I don't think it'll change anything because I think the Eagles will still get the first down even if they're out of the neutral zone. I think the D line can be in the neutral zone. I think it's still going to be a 90%+ success rate. I just I don't think enough teams are dedicated enough to stopping it and allocating enough time, thought, and effort into it. And the Eagles have, at this point, most of the guys on that line, including the quarterback. I don't think people realize how much of an advantage it is that they have run this over 100 times at this point. How many times does a defensive line face quarterback sneak throughout a season? I don't, like 20 maybe? Maybe even less than that? Like, the Eagles rep count and experience in this play, and I know it doesn't feel like it's that convoluted, and it's not, but that adds up, man, and they have the players to do it. I still think it's going to be executed very highly. So, yeah, I think and again, I do think it will go eventually, and I think that the Eagles will go back to running regular quarterback sneaks, at which we were still 92% effective.
Yeah, yeah.
So I just – man, I really do not care at this point. I'm very tired about talking about it and having to refute points that I think don't make a lot of sense logically, and it's just people grasping at straws. And yeah, that's about all I got.
All right, that's Jason Kelce yesterday emptying the bucket with his commentary on the Tush Push. You know, it's interesting. Look, I was going to say it probably will go. I'm still not convinced it will because the NFL made a full-out effort to get rid of it, you know, a couple months ago and didn't. They're going to have to change, what is it, two owners' votes? Did it fall too short?
I believe so, yeah, too short.
So they got to change two votes.
Different schedule this year, though. Teams that maybe voted against it last year who are facing them this upcoming season might choose to change their vote. I don't know.
Could. I mean, there were some coaches that were on the record saying, you know, part of football, and I'm saying the ones that voted to keep it, part of football is people got to stop an effective play. I mean, there were some. I forget all the who stood up for it, but there certainly were some. All right, let's go to Matt in Westchester right now. Matt, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
Good, buddy.
Doing great, Matt.
So I agree with basically everything Jason Kelce said yesterday on the show about the Tush Push and, like, Jordan Mailata earlier on the afternoon show. I think it's honestly a point of pride at this point how much that everyone hates that play and how much success we have. Like, in the, I don't know if any of you have watched the mic'd up that the Eagles released, but Saquon's running down the sideline with some colorful language screaming about how everyone knows it's coming, no one can stop it, and I think that's just, like, that fires me up in a sense. So,
well, Matt, look, I like it too, obviously, that it helps the Eagles, but here's the one thing I'll push back on what Mailata said. So he didn't like that Schefter had come out, and I guess some others, and said, you know, this is why the Eagles won. And I think it's foolish for anyone to say this is why the Eagles won. You can't – there's no one thing that why you win.
The way he phrased it was terrible.
But, Matt, here's what I'll say. It contributed to the Eagles winning in a big way, and I do believe it does make a difference. It helps the Eagles win an extra game or two or three. Now, I can't say it was definitively this one, but I believe it. When the Eagles go for fourth down on their own, like, 40-yard line – or whatever it is, that's something they probably would not do without the pushing part of the Tush Push. And I understand why the Schefters say what they say. I think there's logic.
The way he
that.
Said it was ignorant.
Listen, it impacts winning.
I'm not saying it, but it's not they didn't win that game in March.
They may have.
No.
They may have won the game.
Tush Push didn't knock the ball out of Kelce's hands
in
the Macubas.
But without the Tush Push, they may have lost the game. They may have. Now, I won't say it as definitively. Look, you notice what I'm saying. I'm not saying it as definitively. I think what he said was foolish in that he made it like a sweeping conclusion.
That's what bothered me about
well,
it. Yeah.
Yes, he shouldn't have concluded it the way he
it
did.
It absolutely helps the Eagles offensively. They're a four-down offense.
It helps them win.
100%.
Yes.
Yeah, I would say that, like, both things can be true. The Tush Push definitely helped us win that game, but also, like, Makuba's interception and that fourth down stop and Jake Elliott making 250-yarders. Also helps. So
no question.
And then just looking forward to this game on Sunday. I think this is a horrible game for everyone to criticize the Eagles' passing offense because the Rams have probably a top five pass rush in the league. Like, they sacked Jalen probably five or six times in the NFC champion or the
it was eight
divisional
times.
Game.
It was eight times.
Eight times. So the pass rush is going to get home. So if Jalen's sitting in the pocket, I would love to see them maybe mobilize the pocket, get him outside so where he can run and scramble. Or this also could open up a million holes for Saquon to go through to have another 200-plus game. So it'll be interesting. And then the comment you made earlier about Dory Jackson, that's also concern because he, like, very few people can cover Davante Adams or Puka Nacua,
sure,
let alone Dory Jackson. So,
yeah, no, I get it. Matt, give me an answer, something big that's L.A. related.
The Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Oh, yeah, that's another one.
It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good answer. I've heard it's in a bad neighborhood, but that's a good answer, too.
It's in Hollywood.
It's in. I was there. I didn't feel, there were so many people there.
I've heard it's a dangerous area.
There were like thousands of tourists there.
Yeah, it's
we did a tour bus.
All right.
Stop fear mongering, Jeff.
I don't know what to tell. I've heard Dodger Stadium is dangerous.
I wasn't scared.
Okay, fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, Dodger Stadium. Yeah, I don't think I'd ever go there.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.